Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Jaden.
Hi, Jaden. This is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line, Miss Treasure Green. Would you assist her?
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, too. All right, Treasure, I wish you the best of luck, and you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you
Thank
too.
you so much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Hi, Treasure.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
It's good to hear. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for our attorney group. I just want to go over some of the information I have on file for you really quick. The first name I
Okay.
have is Treasure Green, TREASURE. Last name is Green, GREEN.
Yes, that's correct.
And then the phone number I have is 470-929-1 7188.
Yes.
Perfect. And then the email is treasuregreenlee@gmail.com. Sorry.
Yes, Treasure Green Lee at Gmail.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, okay.
So sorry
I
about
thought
that.
the phone went out.
No, you're good. I'm sorry about my bad. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, ma'am?
No.
Perfect. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And we'd be filing
No
this claim for
problem.
yourself, correct?
Yes, it's for me.
And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay, and what were you diagnosed with after taking Depo Provera?
Meningioma.
A type of meningioma.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry about that, ma'am.
It
And
was
you
a,
did.
yeah.
Sorry.
No, just, I just, you know, just,
Sorry.
it's a lot. It's fine.
Okay. And again, I'm very sorry about this. Do you know you did use it for at least 1 year, correct? Depo Provera.
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, what was the date of your diagnosis?
The date, I want to say around, does it have to be an exact date? I
Just to
want
the
to say
best of your knowledge.
January,
January.
I want to say January 11th, 2023.
Okay, so it was recently.
Yes,
And then just
earlier
to.
this year.
Got you. And then just to confirm with you, the date of diagnosis is January 11th, 2023. And then can I have your date of birth?
Yes, 6/20/95.
And then just to confirm for your date of birth, I have 06/20/1995.
Yes.
And then again, for the date of diagnosis, it's January 11th, 2023.
Yes, January 11th, 2023.
Okay, perfect. And was anyone else in your family using Depo Provera and then had a similar experience where they were diagnosed with any type of tumors?
I'm not sure if anyone else used it, but I don't know if anyone was diagnosed, not that I know of.
No one else that you know was ever diagnosed with any type of meningiomas or tumors?
No.
Okay. And did you use the brand in or the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, that was it.
And did you use Depo or Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Did you say prior to switching?
Yes.
Yes.
And you did use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, it was actually longer than a year.
Oh, okay. And then the attorneys we work with do only require about a year of exposure. Would you say that you had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. And to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it and when did you stop using it?
I started around March 2018, and I stopped right before Christmas, December 2022.
December of 2022.
Yes.
And so, just to get these dates correct, I have you started in March of 2018 and then you stopped in December of 2022.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And thank you for confirming.
No problem.
And you were diagnosed with a type of meningioma, correct?
Yes.
And I'm very, very sorry about that. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Perfect. And then can I have the spelling on your first name, your middle initial, and then the spelling on your last name?
Yes, Treasure, TREASURE, middle initial L, last name Green, GREEN.
Okay. Perfect. And then this next part is for HIPAA and like identification purposes. Could I have your full social?
Sure. Let me know when you're ready for it.
No worries. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. 366-190826.
Perfect. I'm gonna read this back. I have 366-190826.
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. And then let me see if there's. And then your primary email is treasuregreenlee@gmail.com. Your phone number is
Correct.
470-929-7188.
Yes, that's correct.
And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
I use it for both. It's mobile, though.
Okay, like you can text on it and everything.
Yeah, I can text.
Perfect. And then, can I have your full home address?
Yes, 4296 Foxtail Pine Alley, Doraville, Georgia, 30360.
Got you. And then just 1 second, so sorry.
No problem.
And then I'm just going to read this back to you. I have 4296 Foxtail Pine Alley, Doraville, DeKalb County, Georgia, 30360.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And then do you have the name of the hospital that you were treated at?
Yes, it was Northside Hospital, Forsyth.
Northside Hospital.
Yes, Forsyth.
And then I'm going to read off the location I found online. I have Northside Hospital in Forsyth, 1200 North Forsyth Drive, Cumming, Georgia, 30041.
Yes, I actually just looked it up as well for the address, so that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then do you know the name of the doctor you were treated by? So sorry.
Yes, her name was Dr. Alexis Ford.
Dr. Alexis Ford.
Yes.
And the spelling was Alexis Ford.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then the phone number I have to the hospital is 770-844-3200.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I'm looking at it now. I just want to make sure.
You're good. 770-844-3200.
I have 404-851-8000.
Okay, I'll put yours. That was 404.
851-8000.
Eight five one and then 0000.
Yes, correct.
And I'm trying to read this back. I have 404-851-0000.
No, 851-8 and 3 zeros.
Okay, I see. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
And then I have 404-851-8000.
Yes, that's correct.
And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningiomas?
No, I've never been diagnosed with any type of cancer.
Got you, and thank you for confirming. Again, I'm very sorry about the meningioma. The treating hospital was, were you treated at Alexis, or I mean, Northside Hospital as well?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And who are you, do you know the name of the doctor that you were treated by?
Yes, it was the same. She diagnosed me with the meningioma, Dr. Alexis Ford.
Okay.
And then I went on to have more treatments.
Got you. So the diagnosing and the treating doctor are both the same?
Yes.
And they're both out of the same hospital. That's Northside Hospital Force, Forsyth.
Yes, that's correct.
And the address for both the treating and diagnosing are 1200 Northside Forsyth Drive, Cumming, Georgia 30041.
Yes.
And then the
Let
phone
me
number.
double check. Can I? I'm sorry. Can I go back and double check the address? I don't have it pulled up anymore.
Yeah, that's fine.
It should be the same, but I mean, let me just go back and double check. I just want to make sure I give you everything correct.
No worries.
Three zero zero 41. Okay, yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. So the diagnosing and the treating doctor are both the same, correct?
Yes.
And was there a pharmacy involved, or were you being or like getting any like antibiotics?
No, I've received the shot. I received the, are you saying for the depot shot? Or are you
For the
saying for the
treatment
meningioma?
for the meningioma.
No, the meningioma, I had to do the radiology.
Okay, and was there like a medical pharmaceutical, like a pharmacy that you were sent to or anything like that?
Sorry, just a second.
Worries.
Oh, wow. Oh, just a second. I'm so sorry. The weather is dropping. I'm just a little sick.
No worries. I'm sorry. It's okay if
No
there wasn't a
problem.
pharmacy. Sometimes they like prescribe you at the
No,
doctor's.
yes, they prescribed me at the doctor's. I got it there, and then she gave me the shot. I'm sorry.
For the meningioma or for
No, that was the depot, not the meningioma.
Okay, and then for the meningioma when you're being treated for
I'm,
that
am
was
I getting confused? I'm sorry. This is my,
okay.
I've talked to someone just before this, and I just want to make sure that I'm answering it because I've never spoke to anyone until now, and it's been a while.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah, I just want to confirm with you directly. So after being treated or diagnosed at Alexis or at Northside Hospital, sorry, were they ever told, like, were you ever told to go to like a pharmacy or given any pharmaceutical instructions?
Yes. After, are you saying after the shot?
After the meningioma diagnosis and being treated for it.
Yes, when I contacted a doctor after I started, getting all the symptoms that I was having, like my headaches and everything, my bleeding became very irregular. I went in to see somebody.
So after that, so when you were being treated and diagnosed, were you ever told to go to like a pharmacy or anything? Like when you were being
No.
treated and diagnosed for the meningioma?
No.
Okay.
I was given tests. They ran tests on me.
Were you ever like after the test or after being officially diagnosed or treated, were you ever like assigned to a like a pharmacy or anything?
No.
Got you. Okay.
Not that I can remember, no.
Are there any other doctors we can include or any medical notes we could put down?
Yes.
Okay. And then was that another doctor?
Yes, but it wasn't for the meningioma.
Oh, was it, what was it for?
The craniotomy I had when they did the incision on my scalp.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that was the was that the treating doctor? Was that like the treatment?
Yes.
And that's
And
a
that was,
s
yes, that was Dr. Kamaris.
So Dr. Kamaris is the treating doctor.
Yes, Dr. Tamaris.
And then I'm just going to look this up really
They
quick. Was
went
he
in
also?
and very, yeah, he was just very painful.
Was he also out of Northside Hospital?
Yes, they all were out of Northside Hospital.
And that was Dr. Christopher Tamaris.
Yes.
Is there
He was the
another?
neurosurgeon that completed the surgery.
Got you. Is there another like phone number we can put down for him or just the same one?
Let me see if I can look him up. I want to say I still have it, maybe an email or something. I could look it up and find it for you. Give me just a second. Okay. I have 404-256 2633.
256. And then what was
Two
the last?
six three three.
2633. And so this was for Christopher R. Tamaris. I have 404-256-2633.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and that's Christopher's that's Christopher's like line or number.
Yes,
Okay.
that's the number I just looked up and found.
And then, so the diagnosing doctor was Alexis Ford out of 1200 Northside Forsyth, 1200 Northside Forsyth Drive, Cumming, Georgia 30041. And her phone number was 404-851-8000. Sorry.
Correct.
And then the treating doctor was Christopher R.
Eight
Tamar.
zero. Repeat that number for me.
Eight and then three zeros.
I still have the page pulled up. Yep, three zeros. Okay, I still have that page pulled up.
Perfect. And then the treating doctor was Christopher R. Tamaris, also out of Northside Hospital, 1200 Northside Forsyth Drive, Cumming, Georgia 30041. His number is four zero
All
four
right.
two five six two six three three.
Yes.
And was there any pharmacy or any pharmaceutical location that you were assigned to or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Are there any other medical notes or doctors that we can put down?
Yes. But just one last one. It was only three of them, and they all were from the same place. I had to do radiation therapy. And my oncologist's name was Dr. Brenda Hott.
Brenda Hops.
Hott. I'm sorry. Like, it's hot outside, but the spelling is with two T's.
Dr. Brenda J. Hott.
I'm not sure of the middle initial, but I know it's Dr. Brenda Hott.
Out of Sandy Springs, Georgia.
I'm not exactly sure. I don't want to. I'm pretty sure it's the same person. I can give you a phone number as well for her.
Let me see if I have one. 404-845-8200.
No, I have 215-8000. 707. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me know when you're ready.
No worries. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find. So this is for Northside Hospital, Brenda J. Hot. Brenda Hot
You
helps
can,
patient understand.
that has to be it.
Northside Hospital Cardiovascular Institute.
Yes, that has that should be it.
It's weird. I'm not finding a phone number. Just one second.
I'm looking as well while you look.
Yeah, I just looked up her first and last name along with the hospital that you were, or the original hospital. Is she out of 1200 Northside Forsyth?
Yes, everyone was. I never had to go anywhere else. It was the same place.
Okay, I'll just put that address down and then what was the phone number you had?
The phone number is, go back, 215-707-2000.
So I have 215-707-2000 for Dr. Brenda J. Hott.
Yes.
And she treated you at 1200 Northside Forsyth Drive, Cumming, Georgia 30041.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And are there, so I have three doctors, Christopher R. Tamaris, Alexis Ford, and Brenda J. Hott. They're all out of Northside Hospital.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, got you. And then just one second.
Need water.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
I don't, but like I told them before, I'm pretty sure I could get a copy.
Okay.
I
And
don't
we.
have them physically like with me.
That's okay, but you would be able to get a copy. And if you did get a copy, could you provide it by mail or electronically?
Yes, either way is fine.
Okay. And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do you live with them or not live with them?
I don't live with them, but they're pretty close.
Got you. And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Yes, Dondre Williams, 470-845-6830.
470-845-6830.
Yes, that's correct.
And then can I have his relationship to you?
Yes, that's my cousin.
Cousin. And then can I have your or his email or his physical address?
I don't have his physical address because he just moved. I can see if I can get his email though.
Okay. And the spelling on the
I can
first
try to
name
get
was
it right now.
DEANDRE.
No, DONDRAY.
DONDRAY. And then Williams, WILLIAMS.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just let me know if you have his email address.
Okay, I just sent him a text. I'll try to get it before we get off. I'm not sure how much longer, but I'll try.
No worries. Just let me know.
Okay, yep, he just sent it. It is Dondre Williams at yahoo.com.
Perfect. So DONDRAYWILLIAMS at yahoo.com.
Good. Yep,
Okay.
that's it.
And then I'm just going to go over some of your personal info, and then I'm going to send out these documents. Date of diagnosis I have is January 11th, 2023.
Right.
Your date of birth is June 20th, 1995.
Correct.
And then you started using it in March 2018 and stopped using Depo in December of 2022.
Yes, that's right.
And then your full social is 366190826.
Yes.
Home address is 4296 Foxtail Pine Alley, Doraville, DeKalb County, Georgia 30360.
Yes, that's right.
Is there an apartment number or a specific street number or anything I could put down?
No, no apartment. It's a townhome.
Perfect. And then the name for the first doctor I have is Alexis Ford, Alexcis Ford. She trained, or she's out of Northside Hospital, Forsyth, 1200 Northside Forsyth Drive, Cumming, Georgia 30041.
Yes, that's correct.
And her phone number is 404-851-8000.
Yes.
And then the treating doctor is Christopher R. Tamares, out of the same hospital, but his number is 404-256-2633.
Yes, that's correct.
And then there was nothing for a pharmaceutical, correct?
No.
And then the last doctor I have is Dr. Brenda J. Hott, out of 1200 Northside Forsyth Drive. Her phone number is 215-707-2000.
Yes, that's correct.
And then Dondre's number is 470-845-6830.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send over these documents right now. Just let me know as soon as they do get them, and then we will go from there.
Okay. And will these be coming by a link to my phone or?
They should
Okay, I
come.
think I just got it.
Yeah, either text message or email. It's going to be a link as soon as you click on it. Just let me know.
Okay, yes, I just clicked on it.
Perfect. The link is going to take you to a page that asks you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue or next.
Okay. Okay, I'll click continue. I agree. And is this basically just the overview of kind of, what we spoke about?
It's basically, so part of it is, and the rest of it's the contract between you and the attorneys. This just basically gives them access to any medical records that they may need that would relate to your case. It also says that they will be representing you and that there a contract exists between you and them.
Okay, I am doing them now. Let's see, I'm sorry.
No worries. Just let me know if you have any questions. As soon as you do get to the actual document itself, there's going to be a like a yellow start button on the top left or right. Just click on that, and then it's going to have you to adopt a few signatures.
Okay, yeah, I'm on that part now, actually.
Okay,
I just
perfect.
did the signatures. Would you like me to click finish?
Yeah, as long as everything's done, everything looks accurate to you. Just make sure all the information, addresses, date of births, any personal information on there is all correct, spelled correctly. If anything is misspelled or incorrect, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Everything looks fine. Going over the address. Everything looks pretty good.
Okay, everything is all good on there.
Yeah, everything is fine.
Okay, yeah, if everything is all good, you can click finish.
Okay, I'll just click finish and continue.
Perfect. And then you can close that out. You are good to go. I'm going to send you a text message from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always reach out to me. But as of right
Okay.
now, you should be good to go. I do have all your information on here, so yeah, you should be good to go. The attorneys will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, and I'll send you a text from my personal number. So if you have questions, you can reach out to me, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.